Drive Time Sport on CRY 104 FM.
Now, snooker terms have been very busy over the past week or so, and of course we've been keeping a very close eye on a local yeoman who's been improving himself very well in Q School over in Wigan in England. And I'm delighted to say Brendan Cuny of the Yall CYMS joins me in studio, along with Roadstone club members Eddie Ingle and Stephen Merrigan, who also join us. And lads, thanks very much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Patrick.
Delighted being here.
Brendan, I'm going to start with yourself because it has been a very busy couple of days, I suppose, very hectic a couple of days. And as we know now at this stage, Ross unfortunately was beaten in the final round yesterday afternoon in round six of Q School, but it's a serious achievement for a guy 17 years of age.
Yeah, it is. Certainly, he came through five rounds and he built up enough points to carry himself forward to the next two stages of Q School. Q School is demanding. Best of three competitions. If you get into the last four in each in either of the competitions, that means that you get a 2 year card. So he obviously has two more tournaments to play in. The other bonus for him is that normally it's cut to 12 places. This year, Barry Hearn has decided to increase that to 16. So it means that there will be four extra places available this year for tour cards, and I believe that's based on the merit situation with regard to if you don't get to the last four, the higher you, if you get to the last eight, for instance, like Ross has done, then he gets the, extra points for that. And so I believe at the moment he sits top of that table. So there's a greater chance now than there ever was, I think, on the way he's been playing, that he will get his tour card. Obviously, there's no guarantees. He still has to produce the goods in the next tournament or the one after that. But I think going on what we know at the moment, if he could win five rounds out of 10 maybe, or six rounds out of 12, I think that might be enough to get him in there, and somewhere between 13th and 16th place.
It's actually amazing when you look at the table, he's actually ahead of actually some of his competitors that have won their tour cards already.
Yeah, because it all started off, like, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure, Patrick, how the system works, but I only just took a quick look at it this morning and I saw that he was top of it. So obviously that's based on what he's done in the tournament over there in the last couple of days. And so I'm presuming it works that if he produces the same goods again, then he's going to get a card. You know, because other people are going to find it difficult to overtake him. But look, it's extremely difficult. To draw will tell an awful lot. There's obviously 128 players, well, take away if there's 124 players left there now. Some players probably haven't turned up, so that cuts it down maybe to 110 or 112 or something like that. But there's a lot of those players who may as well be sitting here with you and me, to be quite honest with you. You know, they've no chance whatsoever, so that cuts it by half, you could say. So he would then be in that top half, and if you get a draw, which, you know, which could be favourable for him, it's called the luck of the draw, as we all know, well, then he certainly has a fighting chance. And at a tender age of 17, he'll be 18 the 5th of July. So at that tender age, he may become the first yard professional snooker player, which we would take great pride in.
I think there's actually over 200 players that are taking part over the weekend. Yeah,
well, you're the man to facts and figures, I stand correct.
No, you know, you're okay. I haven't counted, but I just seen I think there's 90 first-round matches that are starting today.
Right.
And as part of them, Noel Landers actually has a walkover because one of his lads that he was facing today got one of the card yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, they drop out, but the draws have been pre-draw. But the tournaments have been pre-drawed, so everybody knows with, you know, a week or 10 days before they play who they're playing and what path that they have to go down. But so look, it's all in his favour at the moment, but hopefully he won't hear this interview without putting too much pressure on him. You know, we tend to stay clear of him, just send him the odd supportive text because he's enough going through. But he's a good, solid young man and we're extremely proud of him. And he's certainly, whatever about his club and his family, he certainly does his country proud out there as well. So the way he behaves and carries himself around the table, so we just wish him every bit of luck that he needs.
Noel didn't get the same luck in the first round, but he'll be hoping for event two times a bit better.
Yeah, Noel is out there as well, and it would be extremely difficult. Again, his draw, he was beaten in the other round, but he had a tough draw. And as I say, it's the luck of the draw, and if you can scrape through a few rounds, you know that there's a chance that your momentum will kick in as well, you know. But he found it difficult in the first one. He's got a buy in this one, so I haven't looked to see who he may be playing. But it's going to be extremely difficult for Noel. There's no point in saying otherwise, you know. And But he's out there. He's out there with his own fighting chance, and that's the most important thing, really.
Look, we wish the both lads best of luck over the next week or so. Before we move on to this weekend as well, actually forgot to mention it before we came on air, Dylan Rees, he's heading out to Serbia next week.
That's right, Dylan Rees and a teammate of the lads here, Brendan Thomas, their partnership in the Masters. There's a two-man team, and they're heading off to Serbia. And so Dylan is going to be involved with us over the weekend. And obviously we wish Dylan the very best luck. He's a really tough competitor. And he's been a big addition to our club since he's come. He's from Wales originally, but he's living in Ireland with a good few years now, and he lives out there in Grange. And we were delighted when he seeked to come on board with us, you know. And he's a good influence over the younger lads, and extremely popular. So he's been there before, so he knows what it's all about. And he's going with a very experienced campaign. And Brendan Thomas, who's a former runner-up in the European Masters Championship only a couple of years ago. The two boys would testify that they'd probably tell you that they'd play Brendan in practice and that they would beat him nine times out of ten. But I'm sure Brendan's going to be tuned into this later on down in the hotel. So he's already slipped that little bit in there. But yeah, it looked as great. You know, that's going, and certainly we hope that they get on well.
Just tell us about this weekend. It's a busy weekend, but it's a very important weekend for your club and the snooker community as well.
Ah, yeah, the Friendship Cup has been going on now with 6 or 7 years, and it just grew out of the friendship really between myself and Eddie and Stephen, and two lads from Newbridge CYMS, which would be Jim Carrick and Ernie McMullen, and we just came up with an idea when we were on the road ourselves when we were travelling and playing that. You know, it's a shame that we only see each other kind of on international duty or when we were going to Carlo playing a competition or Dublin or whatever. So we agreed to try out a format with our three clubs, and it's proved a tremendous success. And it's what it says in the tin, it's the Friendship Cup. It's competitive only when it gets to a final stage, really. But we and the lads have been coming down for 6 or 7 years with their partners, which is fantastic. That has opened a whole new array of friendships for us, and it's been fantastic really the last 6 or 7 years. We've got great sponsorship from the Keys. They sponsor it, and we enjoy our time in the Keys when we're socialising there, and Rashend and Seamus and the staff have obviously been fantastic to us down throughout the years, and the lads have stayed every year in the Walter Alley Hotel, and Nick and his staff down there have been tremendous as well, and they stay there every year, and so it's and like they keep coming back, so obviously it has to be good. That's a good sign, you know. And we've had some great friendships with people that I didn't know, you know, until the lads have came down, and that's the most important thing for us. And sadly, there's one or two of them not with us anymore. Particularly there's Noel Blake and Mick Rogan from the Roadstone Club, who would have been great friends with the two lads here, you know. And they're always in our thoughts now. And but I got to know them through my friendship with the lads. And so the Friendship Cup has really set all that on train. And the snooker, as I say, is secondary. You know, the boys, even though the boys won it last year, now the Roadstone Club. So we said we put in a little bit of a stronger team this year to try and dethrone them. But it's just, and we look forward to the boys and their partners coming down every year. Yes. It's a great time just to get together and socialise, and also the fact that the lads are very much involved, which we'll be discussing later on in the International Challenge Cup. They're the committee who formed that international competition, and we've had it in New Ireland two occasions. We have it again now in October, and it's due to the foresight of these men here alongside me and one or two more that international competition has been held, and it's been a tremendous success with teams from taking part down through the years from Belgium and France and Northern Ireland and Scotland, and it's given clubs like ourselves, small clubs like ourselves, community clubs like ourselves, an opportunity which we thought we would never have to see and play and have international teams come to our club and obviously come to our town as a result of that. And we'll be eternally grateful to the lads for that, to be honest.
Eddie and Stephen, I'm going to bring the two yourselves in here now, and I suppose for anyone that doesn't know Roadstone, what kind of size club have you in Dublin, Eddie?
It's funny, we're nearly identical to the CY down in Yall here. We've got five tables, we have a pitch and putt around us, We also have indoor football, basketball, and we have a great function room and a very good darts team as well. It's quite a big area, so it's very social organised. But, you know, coming down here is something else. I mean, we agreed to rotate it around the three clubs when we started our first. And after the first year, we did a gentleman's agreement for 99 years. and we said, if we're still around, we'll increase it for another 99 years. The people down here are amazing. They've treated us like one of their own from day one. They're fantastic people. We meet them on the streets and they're all shaking their hands and, how are you doing? Great to have you down. And if we could do another trip like this, we'd do it in a heartbeat and come back down here, because the way they look after us is fantastic. You know, we really love it. And we feel we're part of the club down here and part of y'all. And I mean, they always have good weather for us as well. And that's very important for the women, because they like going for rambles along the beach. And anyone that hasn't been at y'all, put it on your booker list, one to go to.
Stephen, snooker-wise, obviously Rolston to quit a big club, and you're very competitive as well in from the All-Ireland Championships that we watch every year in Killarney.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Our biggest achievement was probably getting beaten in the final in 2008. But we're like, as Eddie said, we're like the Yacht Club. We're very, it's a community. We're actually the social end of the Rolstone industry, the concrete industry they have. We're the social end of it. We're in that club about 12 years now, since our own club closed down. And yeah, it's a really good club. It's really good, well run. As Eddie said, very, very similar to the setup here in Yacht. Just on the to go back to what Brendan was saying, yeah, it's we met in international duty. I remember when my first international tournament was in Ghent in Belgium, and I was partnering a guy called Tony Thorpe, and Brendan Cooney and Jim Carrick were on the A team, when we were on the B team, and that's how we started these friendships. A lot of people were talking about these things, but nobody ever actually done anything. So Brendan, myself, Eddie, Tony Thorpe, Ernie McMullen, and Jim Carrick, we all got together, and this is how this is formed. And I know from my wife's point of view, when the snooker calendar comes out, the first thing she looks for is, when are we going to y'all? You know, so we absolutely love coming down. As Eddie said, we're treated very, very well down here. So I know we're going to get onto the ICC in a little bit's time, but I know because of the hospitality we receive in the All for the Friendship Group, that was part of our thinking as well of coming, bringing, and we bring the international guests coming from Scotland and France and Belgium and Northern Ireland, and they love coming down here as well.
The Friendship Cup, what does it mean to Rolstone? Obviously, you enjoy your time coming down here, but like snooker wise, it does get competitive, I'm sure, on the Sahara.
Oh, well, it meant a lot last year when we won it. For the first time, what I had. But yeah, it meant a lot when we won it. But for any snooker player, when they take out the snooker cue, they want to win. They don't want to get beaten. They want to win. It's competitive. But it's the way we play the game. It's the way we're a little bit older now. We're a little bit wiser now. It's not the be all and end all now. There's more cracking the keys bar afterwards, and we have a few drinks afterwards, and it's the bit of banter afterwards. Yes, we're competitive, but not overly competitive for this weekend.
Brendan, tell me about the weekend then. What's the obviously, you know, we're gone 4:30 this evening, yeah. But there's plenty coming up over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, the schedule will be that there's four teams in it. There's two teams in it from Yall, and we've the two teams from, as I say, from Newbury CYMS and from Rolstone, and both of the Yall teams will play each other at 6 p.m. And then you'll have the two. Excuse me. Then you will have the other two teams will play each other, and that will finish that for the night. And then tomorrow morning, we will start again at 10:30, where each team plays each other again, and it goes into the round robin situation. And the way it's placed in for semi-finals, that one plays four and two plays three. And I would suspect that the first semi-final would be on sometime around 3 p.m. or 3:30. The second one would be on directly after that. And I would expect that the final will start sometime between 5:30 and 6 p.m. And once you get into that, once the round robin is over, the competitive instinct kicks in. There's no point, you know, which is fantastic too, you know. And so that would be the format, and our presentation then will take place directly after the final. And then we will adjourn to the Keys, where there's a social night arranged there. We will have local talent coming down to play. And it's a fantastic night every year. And so Rashend and Seamus have organised the local talent for that. And we'll just go down and enjoy ourselves. And so obviously tonight we'll be inside there as well tonight, you know, get together with all the teams and all the players. And the great thing about it, this thing starts out as a Masters, really. That's where the whole idea came from, you know, that we would look after the fellas who are 40 and over, and give them something to do under a constructive banner, I'd put it that way. But
as you knew, you were trying to look after yourself, yeah, was it?
but what we've as it's grown and as it has developed, particularly in the Albus with the amount of players that we have, is that we've brought in the younger generation as well, and they come in their mix with, and when I say that, they're all over 18 or whatever, you know, and they come in their mix and they bring their partners as well. So it's like an end of season get together as well, you know, and we have the laugh and the joke. So it's about continuing the friendship that is there, creating new friendships that we have done. And I'm quite sure that there's a couple down this year for the first time with the Rose Sun Club, Aidan and Megs. And Aidan was telling me last night that he was in Yarl in 1985. No, Megs can't remember that, so maybe he was with somebody else. So there could be a Stewards Inquiry out in that. But we'll have to find that out over the weekend, didn't you? And so, Megs, if you're tuning in now, I'll get all the correct answers for you before the weekend is over. But so, and he was delighted to come back, you know, and he was able to remember some of the places where we went to last night, now, and he remembered the streets and that. So, but it's our first time meeting him. And by the time we're finished with him, he'd want to come down again, you know, and that's the whole thing about it. And last October, prior to us going away, we went up to the Rolling Stone Club. And we stayed overnight there. There was about 13 of us went up. And it was like the old days going to Killarney, where there was just a small group of us. We had good players and we had medium players and we had other players. And we went up and we just enjoyed it. And we had a super night, you know. And the lads put on entertainment. There was a fella's 50th birthday party there. And I remember going up and Stephen said to me, he said, look, there's a fella's 50th birthday party organised here. And he said, I don't know if the place is going to be jointed. Well, to be honest with you, only for the Yall boys, he'd have had the quietest 50th birthday party. Because we took over the whole shebang. And he really enjoyed himself as well. So, like, that's what it was all about, you know. And we will certainly do the same with Jim Carrick's club in the coming months as well. And because they obviously are an extremely important part of the Friendship Cup as well.
I haven't got a lot of time now, but Stephen, I'm going to come back to yourself because you mentioned about the Friendship Cup, the International Cup side that'll be on here in Yarl from the 16th to 19th. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned about, I suppose, the hospitality, etc. But that's a big competition for all the countries that are involved in the competition.
Yeah, it's a huge competition. We started it off about 7 or 8 years ago, and it was only Ireland versus France. And then it grew and it grew. And we had Belgium involved, Scotland involved, and the North of Ireland involved. Yeah, it's very good. It's a very prestigious event. It's one with 4 senior players, 4 masters players, and 1 junior player. And it's very competitive over 3 days. Last year, we were in Montpellier. The year before, we were in Edinburgh. The year before, we were in Cookstown. And I think the year before, we were in Yall here. This is our tour time here, Brendan?
Tour time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So not only is the hospitality fantastic here, the facilities are good here, because the facilities, these guys are coming from snooker backgrounds. The facilities have to be good here, and the Yall CYMS, the facilities are second to none. Normally there's new cloths and new balls, and they're all important for the running of a tournament. You want the conditions to be, it's like playing football, you want the conditions to be good. They have to be good, and they're absolutely fantastic here, thanks to Brendan and the guys in the Yall CYMS. Yeah. So
Eddie, it was a serious foresight from yourselves to put all this competition together.
Yeah, it kind of happened probably about 9 years ago, and we talked about it for a year or two because we had to get some heavy hitters involved. And by that, we had the chairman of the World Amateur Snooker, we had the vice president of the World Amateur Snooker, and we were actually lucky that Jason Ferguson came to us last year, and he's chairman of the World Professional Snooker Association, and he came over, and it was great to have people like that. But without the backing of them people to give us the help that we need to do it, we're self-financed. I mean, we go out there, we organise the money through sponsorship ourselves, we get the players, and sometimes the players themselves have to put a few quid in if they want to play. And we have a scatter of people out there that keeps ringing us and saying, how can we get involved here? How can we help you? So that's great to see. And I will say that we're delighted that there will be a couple of Yall players, although it's not 100%, we have to agree in the next few days, but we will have a Yall representative. I know Brendan is one of them. We're delighted to have him involved in the team. He's there in merit, and he has been. He got player of the tournament last year. I mean, I don't think he dropped a frame in the whole tournament. He really had an outstanding tournament, and we're looking for the same again this year, so no pressure there, Brendan.
Keep talking to the others, doing a good job,
but there is a number of Yall players that have been pushing hard to get into the team, and we're actually looking at that, and we're hoping to pick the team at the end of this weekend. So we're really looking forward to it. But the calibre of players, anyone that comes down to watch it, you'll see some ex-professionals, some current professionals playing against the amateurs. And you'd be amazed how good some of the amateurs are that will give them a good run for their money. So it's well worth watching.
So big week, big weekend, 16th to the 19th of October.
Well, yeah, it's going to be huge. We're really looking forward to it. And France have been here a couple of times already. It will be the first trip here for the Scottish players. And they're serious operators. They take their snookers, as you know. They take all their sports serious. But and like there's about 30 of them coming over already. We could have something like 30 rooms plus booked out in the Walter Raleigh Hotel. And so it's going to be a tremendous weekend for sport. It'll be a tremendous weekend for our town. And the key thing will be is that the reception that they get will demand that they'll want to come back. And I would hope that's what it will be. But again, you know, it's made a complete difference for us in terms of our club in Youghal, you know, to be able to hold an international competition. I've been involved in it all my life. As a kid, I didn't think that I would ever be in a situation to see international snooker being played in their club. No mind playing myself for that, you know, with the quality of players that we're going to have. And but that dream has come through the work of the lads and the ideas of the lads. It was born because of them, you know, and they gave us an opportunity to hold it some years ago. And as I say, it's the third time, but it's great for us, really. It's transformed our club in lots of ways, you know. Fantastic. So we're really looking forward to it.
Look, Steve Merrigan and Eddie Engle, thanks very much for popping into us. Brendan, I'm going to leave the last word to yourself because I know it's a busy time, and of course the end of the season is coming.
First and foremost, I just want to wish our two boys, because they're only boys really in my eyes outside in Q School, best they're chasing their dreams, and I hope their dreams will come true. If it's not this time, then maybe it will be some other time for some other reason, you know. That's the first thing I want to do. I want to welcome, obviously, Newbridge. Jim isn't here, he hasn't been down yet, so Jim Callaghan, his team and all the partners, obviously the Roadstone lads and all their wives and their partners as well, to our town, and thank them most sincerely for the support that they've shown to us as a club down throughout the years. And they keep, I only hope that we can keep continuing to repay the faith that they've shown to us in our club in Youghal. They've helped transform our club with the International Challenge Cup, the Friendship Cup. I want to thank our sponsors, obviously, and obviously our host for the weekend, which is the Walter Raleigh Hotel. They've been, you know, extremely good host to the lads and their partners coming down. And if anybody wants to find us, we're on the COMS from Friday and Saturday, and we'll be in the Keys both nights.
Steve Merrigan, Eddie Engle, Brendan Cooney, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Patsy. Cheers.
COY 104 FM.